KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the day today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 92. More showers possible overnight tonight, otherwise clear with our low around 67. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our high of 90 and clear with a low around 68 Thursday night. Sunny at 94 throughout Friday and clear with a low of 76 Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 79 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Crews responded to reports of a vehicle fire in Topeka on Tuesday morning after a naked woman was found laying beside it. Emergency crews in Topeka were called to the 1700 block of Southwest Fairlawn just after 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning, August 2nd, with reports of a vehicle fire between two homes quickly encroached on the residences. When they arrived, crews said a white sedan was completely engulfed in flames with a nude woman laying in the grass beside it. Officers believe the woman suffered a panic attack following the incident. The woman refused treatment by AMR and was released at the scene. During the investigation, a person of interest was caught and is believed to have started the fire. On Monday, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state's July tax receipt totals exceeded the estimate by $127.6 million. The governor noted that the higher-than-expected corporate tax receipts continue to show optimism that corporate profits will remain stable throughout the new fiscal year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The KBI said in a news release on Tuesday morning that Nicole Fox, 41, of Topeka, has been arrested in connection to the death of Blake Pearson. Fox was arrested near Iowa Street and 2600 Road in Allen County around 9 p.m. Monday night. She was arrested for first-degree murder in connection to the death of Blake Pearson, 34, on July 25th. Throughout the investigation, the sheriff's office identified two suspects, Fox and London D. Pike, 20, both of Topeka, and officials are still searching for Pike's whereabouts. The Riley County Police Department confirms missing Wichita teenager Terry Tolliver Jr. was arrested in Manhattan. The 15-year-old faces a charge of aggravated assault and aggravated robbery. Riley County Police Department said Tolliver and an 18-year-old are accused of robbing a 17-year-old of his iPhone on Thursday, July 28th. Tolliver and the other suspect shot at the teenager and a 45-year-old woman as they drove away from the scene in the 20 block of Waterway Place. The other suspect has not been arrested. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A late Monday night crash in Grand Island left a man seriously injured following a bar fight. According to Grand Island police, it started in the 1000 block of Dyers Avenue at Bandit's Bar when two men were kicked out for fighting. Once in the parking lot, one of the two men, who was driving a silver 2006 Lincoln sedan, tried to run over the other man. The driver of the silver Lincoln then sped off before police could arrive. However, it was later determined the man in the Lincoln sedan ran into a tree just before midnight on Highway 34. The male was life-flighted to Omaha with serious injuries. A North Platte man faces drug, DUI, and child abuse charges after a state trooper found opioids, marijuana, and three young children in his car. Court documents show that a state trooper stopped a car driven by 34-year-old Blake Sir on I-80 about a mile east of the Kearney exit Sunday night around 9 p.m. The trooper noticed that Blake's vehicle did not have headlights or taillights on after sunset. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
Tuesday primary election results. Incumbent Marshall County 1st District Commissioner Barb Kiki first soundly defeated by challenger John Unger, who carried 57% of 660 votes cast in the Republican primary. John Unger of Marysville again takes 57% of ballots, defeating Barb Kiki, with no Democratic candidate filed for the office. This was the only contested local race in Marshall and Washington counties. The Value Them Both Amendment passed locally but was defeated statewide, with nearly two-thirds voting no. In Marshall County, yes votes took 60%. In Washington County, it was 73% voting yes. Yes votes carried largely in rural areas of the state. Jerry Moran was an easy choice for re-election for U.S. Senate, with nearly 80% statewide, 87% in Marshall, and 90% in Washington County. Mark Holland takes a six-way Democratic ticket to face Moran in November. Laura Kelly holds 94% statewide among Democratic voters, with 85% in Marshall, 84% in Washington County. Derek Schmidt will face Laura Kelly in November. He carries 80% statewide on the Republican ticket, mirroring 82% in Marshall and 83% in Washington County. Scott Schwab for Secretary of State gets 56% statewide, 61% in Marshall and 59% in Washington County. Chris Kobach and Kelly Warren in a close race for Attorney General. Warren carries Marshall County 45-38%, Warren 44-41% in Washington County. Another close race for Treasurer with Stephen Johnson and Karen Tyson in a dead heat.
And again, in the only local contested race, John Unger defeats Barb Kiekhafer for 1st District County Commissioner, carrying 57% of the vote. State Senator Dennis Pyle this week submitted a petition to file for governor, submitting 8,894 signatures, surpassing the 5,000 required to file by petition. Pyle announced his intention to file for governor earlier, following his change of party affiliation from Republican to unaffiliated. Should Pyle successfully qualify, he'll join the Republican and Democratic winners of the August 2nd primaries. The Kansas Republican Party issued a statement in response this week, indicating that Dennis Pyle is playing games with their future, knowingly providing Laura Kelly the only path to a second term. Shannon Pyle, GOP executive director, said Pyle doesn't care about Kansans, only cares about Dennis Pyle. A vote for him is a vote for four more years of Laura Kelly and liberal Democratic control. An arrest was reported in Wymore last week as authorities served a search warrant on a home in the 500 block of E Street, a result of investigation into reports of forged checks and unauthorized bank transactions valued over $3,000. 33-year-old Kyle Wather of Wymore faces multiple forgery counts, as well as theft by deception and criminal possession of a transaction device. Stolen checks were recovered from the home. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Tuesday. Ryan Sawin of Washington lost control on Sunflower north of 15th Road and struck a concrete bridge barrier. The driver was transported by private vehicle to the Washington County Hospital. Marysville and Area National Guard members were recognized at a deployment ceremony in Topeka Friday. They are part of the 2nd Battalion, 130th Field Artillery, based out of Hiawatha, which is being deployed to Southwest Asia on a peacekeeping mission through next spring. As a reminder, KDOT closing K-87 north of Elites to U.S. 36 again today during daytime hours for culvert replacement work. City of Marysville Water Department will be shutting off water around 9 a.m. and will be off for several hours in the area of Center Street and Veterans Memorial Drive, where construction continues on a new car wash. This will affect service for those along Center Street, Carolina, and also Calhoun Street in the Veterans Memorial Drive area. Please make arrangements to save some water for drinking purposes as needed. Francis J. Cloker, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Francis Cloker. Annabelle L. Reinhardt, age 92, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort, burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 5 until 7, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Annabelle Reinhardt. Warren H. Drinkern, age 76, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Warren Drinkern. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, cornbread, baked beans, broccoli and cauliflower, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, ham, cheesy potatoes, garden blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Missouri. Clearing up overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:38. Sunrise in the morning at 6:29. Sunshine breaks through a partly cloudy sky this morning with some hit and miss scattered showers indicated by radar. Confined to northeast Kansas, primarily over toward Nemahal County. Little activity just on the south end of Marshall County line. Also some lighter, moderate scattered showers through east central Nebraska indicated by radar. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 3rd of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Girls just want to get groovy. Join the fun for this girls' night out in Marysville Friday, August 12th. Grab your friends, explore and shop downtown Marysville with games, special discounts, snacks, and drinks at many participating merchants. Check in at the Wagon Wheel from 4:30 to 5:30, and the fun continues all night with checkout and after party at the historic Union Pacific Depot. Learn more on the Marysville Chamber Main Street Facebook page with early registration discount and t-shirt order deadline Friday, August 5th.
Baseball mourns a broadcasting legend. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully died at age 94. Throughout his nearly 70-year career, Scully called games for the Dodgers, even relocating with them from Brooklyn to Los Angeles in the late 50s. During that time, he called three perfect games, including Yankee hurler Don Larson's, the only perfect game in a World Series in 1956, and Sandy Koufax's gem against the Cubs in 1965. Perhaps most famously, he called Hammerin' Hank Aaron's record-breaking 715th home run in Atlanta in early April 1974.
What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Scully retired in 2016 after 67 years behind the mic. The Dodgers announcing the news last night, saying in a statement, "We have lost an icon." Vin Scully was 94. On the baseball diamonds last night, the NL West leading Dodgers were in San Francisco. News of Vin Scully passing coming mid-game. Mookie Betts had three RBI, including a solo shot in the top of the fourth.
This one is swung on a drill to center field and deep. Slater going back to the track, to the wall. It's gone, a home run. Mookie Betts with his 24th home run. Hit it to dead center field, and the Dodgers now with a 6-0 lead.
On AM 570, L.A. beat back a Giants rally, scoring three in the top of the eighth to win 9-5. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts postgame on Scully's death on Sportsnet L.A.
I know he was looking down on us right now. We miss him and still love you.
The Padres won the Juan Soto sweepstakes, shipping Luke Voit and a bunch of prospects to the Nationals for the 23-year-old superstar. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages and benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer Farmer Sentiment Index rose 6 points in July to a reading of 103. Producers somewhat more optimistic about both their current and future economic conditions on the farms compared to June. Even though there was a slight increase in optimism, there's still a lot of uncertainty in the ag economy. Key commodity prices, including wheat, corn, and soybeans, all weakened during the month, and producers remain concerned over rising input prices and input availability. 42% of survey respondents said higher input prices a big concern, 19% said lower crop prices, 17% said rising interest rates. The Farm Financial Performance Index, primarily an indicator of income expectations over the next year, improved 5 points to a reading of 88 in June, but 49% of the survey respondents said they expect their farm to be worse off financially a year from now. Well, the sale prices for good cropland in rural America continue upward, reaching a new high in many states. Farmers National Company says the record sale price continues to capture headlines, but there's generally been continued strength in the land market, with good cropland attracting the most attention from buyers. Randy Dickett, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations with Farmers National, said the upcoming months will set the trend in land prices. Recently, good cropland in Iowa sold for $25,000 an acre, $15,000 per acre in South Dakota, $12,000 an acre in North Dakota. Illinois, land sales above $21,000 an acre. Indiana, $17,000 an acre. Ohio has seen $16,000 an acre. Now, land sales closer to home, Nebraska, $13,500 per acre, $14,500 in Missouri, and more than $8,000 in Kansas. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Egg markets from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday for the middle of the week. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. We saw the markets yesterday wrap up mostly lower across the board for the grains and the livestock overall. A lot of red on the board. There's corn, wheat, and soybeans all took a bit of a dive. Livestock started off higher and dropped down by the end of trading. So we'll see what's in store for us today. In the corn market, we saw September corn wrap up yesterday 15 and 3/4 cents lower, sitting at 591 and a quarter. December corn was down by 15 and a half to 594. And a quarter. In the wheat market, September Casey wheat also took a hit, down 24 and a quarter cent to 842 and a quarter. December was down by 23 and three quarters to 850 and a quarter. In the soybean market, a little bit of red here as August beans were down by 25 cents on the day to 1569 and a quarter. September down by 16 and a quarter cent to 1415 and three quarters. Green, just a bit here in the meal market yesterday as August soybean meal was up $2.20 to $4.89.20. September was up $4.50 on the day to $4.34.20. In the soybean market, August soybean oil was down $1.03 yesterday, sitting at 65.20, with the September down $1.76 to 62.33. And the cotton market saw some grain, not a lot of movement, pretty stagnant yesterday, but overall October cotton finished off 58 cents higher to $100.87. December was up 75 cents to 94.81. In the oats market, mostly lower there. September oats were down 19 and a half cents, finishing at 421 even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock market, a lot of red there as well after kind of a higher start to the day yesterday. August live cattle finished 20 cents down to 136.57. October was down a half a dollar to 142.12. Feeder cattle market, August was in the red $1.52, sitting at 178.12, and the September was down $1.65 to 181.45. Lean hogs were down 60 cents to 119.85. Ag markets for the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Both, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Upcoming at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, Thursday, August 4th, they'll have a dairy influence special. Early consignments include a couple lots of Holstein steers. They also have a customer appreciation sale next Thursday. That's August 11th. Almost 2,000 head of early consignments with more coming in at Marysville Livestock.
The heavens are alive with activity this month. We will share our August gazing guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Football player Tom Brady celebrates a birthday, and Christopher Columbus embarked on his first voyage to the New World on this day in 1492. This month's Sky Spotlight is on the planets, with Saturn's earlier 10 p.m. rising offering viewing opportunities to night owls. The ringed planet reaches opposition, its closest and brightest of the year, on the 14th. On the 19th, look for the moon closely above Mars, a gorgeous conjunction that is at its highest at dawn. Then later on the 25th, the crescent moon hovers above Venus, with the moon to be the planet's lower left on the next morning. Happy planet viewing! That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more stargazing advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine breaking through morning clouds. Any scattered chance for showers, very scattered at best. Radar indicates some broken scattered showers northeast Kansas, parts of eastern Nebraska, but nothing here at home to speak of. Sunshine at the moment.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Royals do-it-all player Whit Merrifield has been traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals announced on Tuesday afternoon that Merrifield, who was not able to play in Toronto 2 weeks ago because he was not vaccinated against COVID, was acquired for two minor league prospects. Merrifield was in his seventh season with Kansas City. He led Major League Baseball in at-bats during the 2019-21 seasons, had the most hits in baseball during the 2018-19 seasons, and was even atop the baseball leaderboard in stolen bases in 2018. Merrifield was named to two All-Star teams in 2019 and 20. And the Kansas Jayhawks secured their first commitment for the 2023 recruiting class on Tuesday. Four-star guard Chris Johnson verbally committed to the reigning national champions. Johnson is getting ready to begin his senior season at the prestigious Monteverde Academy. He's ranked 33rd overall in the nation and 9th at his position, according to 24/7 Sports. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Tickets to a concert, it's a Daytona airbrush t-shirt. Wondering who's gonna kiss who first. You know what I'm talking about. Hey baby, what you doing tonight? It's butterflies and Bud Lights under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel in a spring break town. It's playing in the night air through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American country love song. Daddy getting mad cause you came home late. It's one last kiss in the driveway. Hey radio DJ, can you play that song that she loves so I can turn it up and maybe turn her on? An American country love song. In every town, in every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for fireworks start. That American
Cowboys and quarterbacks, cowboys and country girls all around this small town world. To the same old pickup lines we've tried a million times. All the bad and good as it gets to the ones that you ain't met yet.
Texting for rewind. Looks like it's just